Thumb Cellular, upgrade your service or add a phone to your account now and get your $100 in free credit. Use it towards a new phone to make it free. Use it for accessories like a Bluetooth headset, car charger, case, and more. A refund where you decide where to spend it. But you have until Saturday, April 21st only. Terms of service apply. So hurry to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the thumb. Tonka, the thumb.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
It's applauding a good play, regardless of the color of uniform a player is wearing. It's encouraging words for your team. It's avoiding discouraging words for the coaches and officials. It's about helping to create a positive atmosphere at an educational event. It's about showing respect for the game. What is it? It's sportsmanship, a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Oh, Lordy, I just love this season. I can't stop dancing around. I'm just so excited about the warmer temperatures, the sun shining, but most of all, the mail. Yep, you guessed it, tax season.
Usually, normal people don't get as excited about their taxes as I am.
But once I finish, that means one thing, income tax return, baby.
What, you're not expecting to get much back? Well, let me share a little secret with you. Forget the IRS. Go visit Thumb Cellular. Just upgrade your current phone, and they'll give you a return you'll never forget. Any customer who upgrades their service or adds a new phone to their account will get $100 to spend any way they wish. You hear that? 100 smackers. Listen, if you want an HTC Merge that costs $49, then use your 100 clams towards it. Also looking for a new headset and CLA? Use your remaining $51 to pay for it. Are you coming around yet? It's such a great season, isn't it? Hey, by the way, no W-2 form needed.
Terms of service apply. Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
It's halftime here in Bradford, 32-23. Novell by 9 over the Pirates. Let's first go individual stats for St. Novell. They're leading after 1-19-10. They stretched that lead no more. Kept it at 9 at halftime, 32-23. Zach Collins has 3 points. Gary Graham has 2. Joey Bahalski has 11. Nick Hammonds has 4. Ty Jacobs with 3. Trevor Bonhoeff with 9. They shot 3 for 4 from the free throw line for 75% from the first half as my laptop almost got flipped over. For Harbor Beach, Aaron Ginther with 2. Jason Hansen with 3, Eli Kraft with 2, Jordan Booms with 4, Andrew Seaman with 9, leading Harbor Beach, and Sloan Glasky with 3. 6 scores for Harbor Beach, 6 for Sagan and Novell. They shot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They made 8, I should say, in the first half for the Pirates, and they missed only 3. So they're 8 for 11 for about 77%. John?
As far as shooting percentages is concerned, there is some bad news for Harbor Beach. They were 3 for 12, 25% in the first quarter, 3 for 16, 18% in the second quarter, grand total of 6 for 28, 21% for the entire half. So there's always a silver lining we have to look for. Check out Novell's first quarter stats, 7 for 11, 63%. Remember, they couldn't miss. However, that's when Coach Rubel went ahead and changed strategy a little bit. Wanted to get into a transition game, and Novell was kind of helping a little bit, looking for that easy bucket, but it always looks good, but it is, that's what we used to call fool's gold. And so they were taking 13 shots, hit 5 of them, and now it's down to 38%. I guess you could be happy if you were the Saginaw Novell Panthers coach. 12 for 24, 50% for the entire half. However, the silver lining is the strategy is beginning to work. And who knows what's going to happen in the second half because of it. Maybe they might be going to the same strategy. I anticipate that Coach Rubel will be doing that.
Mr. Brown, what are your thoughts at halftime?
Well, just like Mr. Mooney said, they got to come out and play their game of ball here. They got to play a defense. They got to start challenging shots more on the defensive end. And then on offense, look for their shot. They had some opportunities, and they're not taking advantage of them. But they are doing a good job on the rebounds, we noticed, towards the end of that quarter. I don't know how many offensive boards they had, but they had several in a row at the end. So they just got to stick to their game and play their game and not play what Novell is going on right now. They can't play Novell's game.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. We'll be checking in periodically throughout the game for the rest of the second half here in Vassar. Novell leading 32-23. Now, John, if you were to pick out one moment in that first half that was a critical turn for Novell, where was it?
Well, they're hitting the three-point shots, Clark. And, you know, Harbor Beach needs to contest that. They were out there, one, two, three, four, five from three-point land, and they missed five. 50% from three-point land, that is unbelievable.
And three from Joey Bohalski.
Exactly. One of the things that both teams have going for them is that there's not really foul trouble right now for the Novell Panthers. Zachary Collins has one. Joshua Bohalski has one. Joe Bohalski has one. Ty Jacobs has two. Ryan Sullivan has two. And Tyler Jackman has two also. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they're not in foul trouble either. They have three total fouls, one on Eli Kraft, one on Jordan Booms, and one on Simone Sassy.
So the question is, I mean, are the officials going to even that out in the second half here, or is Harbor Beach going to continue to go into the paint and draw the foul against Bonhoff and Friends?
A good official will never bother you thinking about the even up of fouls and everything. They don't count them. They call them. And as far as Bonhoff is concerned, well, you know, he's clean right now as far as fouls, so taking it in to him and looking for the foul, I don't think that's going to be a strategy that's been utilized by Coach Rubel. What they will do, though, is capitalize on the three-point land shot. You have Jason Hansen that found a place that was to his liking. He might be going there again. There's only one three-point shot that Harbor Beach made, but, you know, they really weren't looking for him either. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, when is it going to be Eli time? When is he going to start taking the team and putting it on his own shoulders?
Eli Kraft is only 2 points, and they come from free throws. Saying Novell is on track to score 64 points in this game. Their average is 52. Harbor Beach averages 58.5. They're on track for 46 right now at halftime. Trailing Novell 32-23. 15 seconds before this second half starts here in Vassar Regional Semifinal action. The winner of this one goes on to play New Haven, the Rockets, on Wednesday here in Vassar.
Boy, the Rockets were off the launch pad in the first game.
It was the Rockets versus the Rockets in that first one.
Well, I have not seen a team that plays belly button defense like they do. Right in your face.
It was right in your face indeed, and then some. Very exciting team just to watch in general. And we didn't know a single player on that team.
Well, they educated us real quick.
Start the second half. Harbor Beach is going to be getting the ball. 8 minutes are on the clock. They're coming out of their huddle right now. Out there for Harbor Beach, we have Kraft, Plasky, Ginther, Seaman, and Booms. For Novell, we have Joey Bohalski, Sullivan, number 30, Ty Jacobs. A little block here by the official, number 24, Nick Hammett. And I believe that's Bonhoff. Yes, it is.
That was the best screen all night.
Thank you. I got right through it. The official's waiting for them to mop the floor. Complete it.
You know, I'm looking at Eli. Eli Kraft has that look on his face.
He wants to take this one over like he has many a times in the third quarter. And Harbor Beach needs him to do that right now, trailing by 9 to start the third quarter. Kraft starts it. And calls the play immediately across the timeline. Left to right across the radio now are the Pirates.
Man-to-man for Novell.
Feeds it into Jordan Boone, high post. Everyone's high. Feeds it into Kraft in the right post. Goes up and gets blocked, but there's a whistle. Foul goes against number 22, Joey Bohalski. That's his second. Novell's first of the half. So hang the line. 4-2, Eli Kraft trying to jumpstart this Pirate offense to get them back to this game.
3 seconds long, 11 seconds into the third quarter.